Baltimore County's next county executive says his transition to lead the county will begin today. WIPR's John Lee reports that Democrat Johnny Olszewski will take office in 1 month with a laundry list of promises to keep.
In the end, it wasn't even close. Olszewski defeated his Republican opponent, Al Redmer, by more than 14 points. 4 years ago, Olszewski lost a race for the state Senate, and he told supporters gathered last night at the Sheraton in Towson that political insiders didn't give him much of a chance when he launched his campaign for county executive.
In fact, they wrote us off. But I believed in the people of Baltimore County.
Olszewski ran as a progressive and made a lot of promises, like spending up to $2 billion on new and renovated schools and giving teachers a 20% pay raise. In his victory speech, Olszewski seemed to acknowledge the difficulty of keeping some of those promises.
We will not accomplish everything overnight, and we might not even accomplish them over the next 4 years. But know that if we don't set a bold vision for the future today, we'll never get there.
Olszewski now has to put together a transition team. He says he'll start working on that today.
We're going to have to assemble a plan to build a diverse team that reflects the strength of our county and welcome and solicit even more feedback about what people want to see for their neighborhoods.
Baltimore County Executive Don Moeller, also a Democrat, says the transition will be a seamless one.
I told him the other day, you're going to blink and that month goes by. I've been through it several times, went through it with Jim Smith, went through it with Kevin Kamenetz. It'll be here and gone. So that's why we're going to work real hard over the next month.
Democratic County Councilman Tom Quirk, who himself handily won re-election, says Olszewski has some tough challenges ahead.
Our debt is pretty high. We have a lot of promises out there with schools. And so the bottom line is if Baltimore County residents want things, well, we have to pay for it. We can no longer kick the can down the road.
Quirk says when working the polls, he ran into a lot of people who said they would be voting Republican for governor, backing Larry Hogan, but also supporting Olszewski. The numbers back that up. Hogan won the county handily, but his coattails were not enough for Redmer. Republican Councilman David Marks, who easily won re-election, says Redmer ran a spirited race but had a tough road trying to win countywide when registered Democrats outnumber Republicans more than 2-1.
I think where Johnny O did very well was an organization, and he had really good staffing at the polls, and ultimately I think that helped carry the day.
Redmer, in his concession speech, congratulated Olszewski for a hard-fought victory.
He's going to have a long future in Baltimore County and the state of Maryland.
Indeed, Goucher College political science professor Malia Cromer says with this win, Olszewski, who is 36, becomes the future of the Democratic Party in the state.
He's been able to both speak the language of progressives, but also be able to appeal to those sort of moderate Democratic voters. He's not a one-trick pony.
Olszewski will be working with a county council controlled by fellow Democrats. Republicans had hoped to knock off Democrat Kathy Bevins in the 6th District, which would have given them a majority. But Bevins held on, winning her third term. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WIPR.